One morning last week, I challenged my friend Willie Avendano to a race from Kendall to Miami Beach, a common South Florida commute. He drove, I took public transportation. Who would win?
The time is 7:49 a.m.
What time do you think you're going to get there?
I think I will be there in 40 minutes. That would bring us to 8:30.
So I'm going to go figure out how to get on the bus. I guess I'll see you in a little bit.
According to Google Maps, the commute requires 4 transfers and 1 hour and 26 minutes.
And Willie just passed me, so already at 7:56, he's got a head start.
Waiting for the bus, I met Joel Alvarez.
From New York City, relocated to Miami last April, and I work for a payroll processing company.
In South Beach. Every day, he takes the same route I'm taking to go to work. Bus arrives at 8:02. 8:13, the bus drops us off at the Metro Rail. I buy a pass, swipe in, and we sprint to get on the train.
Okay, just made it.
We pass by Dadeland North, South Miami. Then, 8:19 at University Stop, I give Willie a call to see where he is. I look out the window, and I see him down on US-1.
I see you right there.
Being rush hour, for the next 30 minutes, we beat Willie. Alvarez usually spends his commute time reading.
How many books do you think you've read since you moved here in April?
11. I could have read more, but I need a break, you know?
Off at Government Center, down a platform to the Metro Mover. This is where we lose steam. The Metro Mover is really slow. Alvarez misses his bus. We get off at the Adrian Arsh Center station, sprint yet again to a different bus. At 8:55, Willie calls.
He's on the beach.
Whoa.
Yep.
I want a car now.
I mean, he didn't beat us by that much.
But in end result, we lost.
9:08, off the bus in South Beach. Walk to Collins and 11th, and then...
9:11. Hey, Willie.
How are you?
I'm good.
So Willie beat me by a little more than 10 minutes. It's not a ton of time, but for lots of people with kids, it's time you're paying for childcare. Kathy Lane is director of the Little Lambs Daycare Center in Alapata. The biggest challenge she sees for parents...
Getting here on time. It's a big problem. Because the bus is always late. Then once they come, you're not guaranteed to get on that bus because it may be crowded or whatever like that. Then you got to wait extra time for another bus.
The daycare center stays open till 6 o'clock. But 3 or 4 times a week, Lane has to stay late waiting for parents to pick up their kids. Lane herself takes the bus, and for her, the unreliability is the biggest headache.
I think most people who ride transit here know that you have to have a certain amount of flexibility. There are just times when you're going to be late.
Emily Eisenhower is program coordinator for the Office of Civic and Community Engagement at UM, and she takes public transit to work. Emily says she has that flexibility, but hourly workers don't. 3 hours on a bus, that's about $20 for a minimum wage worker. $100 a week, $400 a month.
That's some people's food budget.
So I lose my race from Kendall to Miami Beach. But if you factor in the cost of a car, insurance, gas, maintenance, I saved money while losing time. Joel Alvarez is 20 minutes late to work because of missing that last bus. But he says his boss won't be in for a little while longer. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.